Okay, a very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma.
Page 31, second session, questions and answers and meditation reporting. Brother Teo, now we will have our second session, the Q&A session. The reporting of your meditation is to be followed by whatever Dhamma questions you may have. You can also share anything related to your cultivation, especially to Dhamma in daily life. Anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any questions? Yes, Brother Song. Note, Brother Song speaks a mix of Mandarin and English. To make it easier for readers to understand and follow, Brother Song's sharing has been translated fully in English. Brother Song, English translation. Good evening, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kalyanamitas. Brother Teo, my sharing pertains to tonight's topic. Just now, as I was looking at the whiteboard, I suddenly realized that when psychological time arises, the whole world also arises. Brother Teo answered, Sadhu. That is why the Buddha say, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Now that you are able to stay at the awareness nature, you can already see this mundane arising, and you will understand the reason why the Buddha in his Rohitasa Sutta, Anguttara Nikaya 4.45 or Samyutta Nikaya 2.26 states that within this phantom-like body, along with perception, thought, and awareness, I proclaim the world, referring to existence, the cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that leads to the cessation of the world. These are the Four Noble Truths. That is why these words, world, existence, and life are related. Brother Song, English translation. When thoughts arise, Dhammapada verses 1 and 2 also follow.
Okay, this one is very good, huh? Because Brother Song has connected and located the gateway quite a while already, a few years already. So because of that, he looked at the whiteboard when I do the sharing about physical time, psychological time, and the timeless. You remember? That's why he came out with this understanding. He said, As I was looking at the whiteboard notes, I suddenly realized that when psychological time arises, the whole world also arises. Now you understand. What is psychological time? Your thinking. Because time got two types. Physical time is a measurement. You cannot stop. But psychological time means when the mundane mind start to think, then there is psychological time. Now you understand. That's why he said, the moment he looked at the whiteboard, he suddenly, the aha moment, realized that when psychological time arise, the whole world also arise. Means exactly like what the Buddha recited under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. Psychological time is mundane mind. Mind is a forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. That's why the world arise. Existence arise. Life arise. So all this is based on understanding. So when he recited this, my nature rejoiced. May he understand. Then he used the word, the world arise. The whole world arise means what the Buddha recite under that Samyutta Nikaya or Anguttara Nikaya. Within this phantom body, along with perception, thought and awareness, I proclaim the world. So this world is a symbol of suffering, the Four Noble Truths. The cause of its arising. How did existence arise? Then, how existence is when you are able to realize Nibbana, the enlightenment. Then you also understand the path that lead to that cessation of the whole existent world. So because of that, I quoted this particular proclamation by the Buddha under that Sutta, Rohitasa Sutta. So that one, I think, Ingbi helped me to find. So this Sutta is very good. So because of that, for those who develop the awareness-based meditation, you can see clearly with your pure awareness nature, when it's stabilized, how from this your awareness nature, once you stabilize, it creates thought very fast. This movement is very fast. And this one is the mano, the mundane mind. And this is thinking. Mundane thinking. That's why it triggers off the mundane mind. And to the scientists, they call this psychological time. So now you understand. When psychological time arrives, you are thinking, thought arise. When thought arise, all creation arise. The whole world, existence, all arise. Okay? Can you understand? Ayyo, quiet until like that. Continue.
The mental intention behind these thoughts determines its significance. Because we live in this existential world, this understanding is crucial. Without the Dharma understanding, we will be lost in our deluded thoughts. This circle of birth and death will continue to flow and spin living beings in samsara for eternity. It is all because of this psychological time. Deluded thoughts will emerge. Once they arise, we will be lost in them. Brother Teo said, that is our five aggregates of form and mind, the mundane mind. This mundane mind, which is basically consciousness, is the magician. This magician creates illusions for living beings to grasp, cling, and hold on to. Magicians are also called illusionists. They create magic, which are just illusions with no reality. But most people think it is real, not realizing that it is actually an illusion. So, through this understanding, Brother Song comes to understand all this. Psychological time is basically your thought process, your mundane thinking. When you understand this, you will understand the Buddha's Dhammapada verses 1 and 2, and why the verse always start with, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. Through his awareness, Brother Song can see the moment the thought process starts, how psychological time also starts, thereby creating the apparent reality within existence. That is how the world arises. That is why the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, and when mind arises, the whole creation arises. Arises through what? True consciousness that is being projected into the phenomenal world of consciousness. Through their Sakaya Ditti or self-delusion, living beings then hold on to them deludedly as if life exists and it is real. That is how all the entanglements start. When you know your thoughts are very important and the mundane thinking is the forerunner of all things, what must you do? You must take care of the mind. Otherwise, when you act, speak, and think with a heedless mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, suffering will follow you like the wheel that follows the hoof of the ox. This is Dhammapada verse 1. I used to share with you all this understanding. Your life, you decide how you want to live it. If you know this Dhamma and understand the significance of what psychological time is and what the mundane mind is, you will choose to take care of your mind to develop heedfulness.
So now you understand. Huh? Do you choose? Now you understand the significance of this psychological time, this thinking. So when you know this, you take care of mind, then you determine to develop heedfulness. Understand or not? If you are not heedful, the only instrument you know or have is mundane mind, creating psychological time. Every day, actually, to the enlightened one, you are creating your what, la-la land. You know what is la-la land? Fantasy, through your thought process. No reality, all images only. All the sankhara activity. Sankhara sanya, sankhara sanya, then your views, your opinion, everything concord inside that. And you create more and more views, opinion, conditioning, your ideology. Then all the division, all the duality. Then to Sakaya Ditti, the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion continue to create mental hindrance and hinders you from entering the meditative state. That's how living beings become heedless. And the heedless are as if you want to be dead throughout your life or not. If you don't want, better wake up. Better train yourself. Stay at the pure awareness. Then you are the host, you remember? You are the one, always there, understand not? The world can move, can evolve, can do what it like, but you are the host. These are all manifestation, guests of the mind. Come in the mundane mind, stir, create story, understand not? Then without wisdom, you get yourself entangled, miserable. So when you are the host, you are like the Wong Tai, you know, understand not? Nobody can disturb you, you know, inside there, peaceful. Beautiful, tranquil, still. And you can observe the world, you know, understand or not? And you know the Bodhisattva way, you know how to renounce samsara, bohimaya. Then you can come and join the world, you know, understand or not? With the wisdom. You know. You don't join as a unenlightened being. We call putujana, to be entangled, to become miserable. So understand all this. Then determine. Then go all out. Understand not? Do whatever you have to do through the Bodhisattva vow and all those things to establish this understanding life after life so that whenever you arise, choose to come or have to come, you have this understanding. Then only you stand a chance. Otherwise, do you think you stand a chance? Definitely you don't stand a chance. Because without this Dhamma, avijja take root, understand? That's why the Four Noble Truths is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. And because of that, it is so complete. It is the secret of life. It can let you understand both the mundane and supramundane aspect of life. So when you understand the Four Noble Truths, you understand life, then you know how to live life, understand? Then you need not suffer. And that is what enlightened beings are for. And the Bodhisattva way is so beautiful. You can keep on coming with this understanding and really live life to the fullest. Get to experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life, like Wai Fan described to you, after that thing happened, the whole temple like so pristine, so new, the color, the light, the brightness, everything. You all, most of the time in the thought, for those who don't have the awareness, you cannot even be with the moment to appreciate and see all these things. Understand? So with this understanding, you reflect, contemplate, and develop your own resolve. Because like I say, you hold the key to your own life destiny, understand not? Your life is you. If you don't value your life, you don't love yourself, and you don't want to develop the understanding, then end up heedless. And the heedless are as if dead. No spiritual life for you. If that is what you want, then no need to do anything. continue to be heedless. Understand? Nobody in their right frame of mind, when they know this teaching, they will not go back to the old way. Do you understand? So develop your whatever resolve to understand this, then make the aditan, then make the vow. Then you stand a chance. Then if you continue with this cultivation, if you develop the understanding to seriously develop the faith and sincerely walk this path and persevere, your future is all taken care of. So simple. Understand now? Only this life. And you can do it, plant the seed of Bodhi deep, follow the instruction given to you in the Bodhisattva, the yellow card for you to, as a guide for you to take the Bodhisattva vow, then you are home. Like Bing Phi also know. You look at the Bodhisattva vow that I give you, everything is of benefits to you, you know. And it's so clear, you know, that these are the things you need to have and understand. Even the four basic vow is to perfect your parami, you know, understand? Every of that vow. But your thought go and tell you funny thing. Understand? Create doubt, fear. Oh, how can that vow save the limitless living being? No, I cannot. I got no time. That is selfishness. The I, Sakaya Ditti again. When you understand, it's not like that. Then some people say, "Oh, yo, Bodhisattva way, aeon, aeon, aeon. I say it way, and now, contented." So all these are the thought telling you, your psychological memory, which are the projection from your mundane mind, via your delusion, Sakaya Ditti. When you understand, you go to the awareness nature, you see things as they are, all this thought cannot come in, like Po Ching shared with you. Even the test comes, so severe, hit her. She know how to go into the silent mind, the pure nature. Then everything clear, dissolve. Because it's an illusionary world, understand? How real can life be? How serious can anything be? My make a day, understand? The reality is happened already, understand? Then accept, confront, face it, resolve it, and make way through what? Noble Eightfold Path. And it's so simple. Why want to be afflicted, trigger all the fear, the bosong, bosong, the fear, the panic? Suffering need not be, always remember that. You don't have to suffer. Those who suffer don't have this understanding and teaching. So if you choose to have a life that has no suffering and you can live life with full understanding and to the fullest, to really experience all of the pristine wonders and beauty of life, you still don't want to. You want or not? Ayo. Then just do some simple resolve, understand or not? Actually, to stabilize the pure awareness is not difficult one. Follow the instructions, so simple. Relax, enjoy, also don't know. Understand or not? Relax, silent, also don't know. Relax, maintain. As long as you don't create thinking, psychological thinking from memory, you are home already. Understand or not? That is very simple, isn't it? Like all those who got it, just fang song, let things be, let everything settle down, understand not? Then when you are with the awareness, even those beginners, like Brother Wong, Chan Deo, they progress so fast. And even the wife. If you don't know how to do the four sapa, do the mind stream method. In the early day, I did that. And combined with metta. That one also will work because you feel, then you relax. Also, don't think. So, instead of relax, maintain awareness, or relax, silent, you feel first, because you have to let your mundane mind, the monkey mind, understand? That think a lot on. You have something for him to do. then he will not run. Understand not? You understand not? If you got something for the mundane mind to do, he won't run. Man. If you got nothing to do, he sit down there. Either you fall asleep or you create La La Land dream. Understand not? That is what the mundane mind is all about. Or sense experience comes suddenly fearful, worry, like Yun Chan, light on, pop. that mundane mind story. But luckily he got Yoniso Manasikara. Then subside. Then everything go back to normal. Understand? That's why with mindfulness, awareness, you develop understanding, wisdom, then you become different. And you can really put the teaching into real life practice. It become a living reality. So hopefully, with all this explanation, it get clearer and clearer. Then no more doubt. All out, go. Okay? Yeah. Mayang, continue.
This is Dhammapada verse 1. I used to share with you all this understanding. Your life, you decide how you want to... Oh, sorry. I think I read this. I used to share with you all this understanding. Your life, you decide how you want to live it. If you know this Dharma and understand the significance of what psychological time is and what the mundane mind is, you will choose to take care of your mind to develop heedfulness. Then, Dhammapada verse 2 will take over. Dhammapada verse 1 is about suffering, as all actions in this life are preceded by the mind. Suffering follows the heedless who never develop their heedfulness, mindfulness, and awareness to understand life. We must realize the Dhamma and enlightenment in the here and the now to transcend life so that we understand life and we can truly live life. Now we will move on to Dhammapada verse 2. The Buddha shared Dhammapada verse 2. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Men make are they. Mind make are they. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, because of that, happiness follows one, even as one's shadow that never leaves.
So you choose Dhammapada verse 1 or 2. Don't every time complain. Well, you created Dhammapada verse 1. You don't want to train your mind. You act, speak, and think with a heedless mind, you know, which is the psychological mind, the mano. So fast, 2 o'clock already. So meditation, Okay, stop there. So we go for bhavana, meditation. So 1 hour, 2 to 3, okay?